I'm on the wrong page. Okay. Omar Maba Ravashi, Haidush the Tamre, Dvash Tmor, the stuff that comes out of dates. Mivorche Nuluya Shakal Nia Bedvore. My time is Zeyabalmu. The Gemara hearing one psochem. This is the Gemara that all fruit juice, except for Anovim and Zeysim, all fruit juice is not considered the fruit. It's called Zeyabalm and you make Shakal on it. Kiman, ki haitana de tanan, dvash tmorim, v'yein tapuchim, apple juice, v'choymet siponias. Siponias is a type of grape that never really gets ripe. And they make from it vinegar, and then it comes grape juice, comes vinegar of some sort. U'sharmei peiris shel trumo, reblezim achayiv kerem v'choymet. Somebody eats it b'shoigeg, drinks it b'shoigeg, better said, he has to pay kerem v'choymet. We treat it like truma, because we treat it like the peiri. Reb Yeshua poite, because Reb Yeshua holds, it's not the peiri, it's Zeya Ba'alma, so it's not truma. So that's what we're saying, as we, Ravashi, that's our psak, Marba Ravashi, that Haidush the Tam Yishahakal, because it's Zeya Ba'alma, is going like Reb Yehoshua. Because this is their machloik, is that we treat the juice that comes out from fruit as the fruit or not. Okay. Omle Ahurim Rabbonin L'Rova, Trima Mau. Trima is a good one also. They got a word for it. Trima means something that's called Dovra Kosush Ktsas. Trima. Something that's chopped up.
Solid that has been somewhat crushed, but has not been completely mashed.
Right, that's right. Somewhat crushed, but not completely mashed. What's the din? What bracha do you make? He didn't understand what he said. Lava daiti de rova, my comment. He didn't know what he was talking about altogether. He didn't even understand what the shaila was. Yos ravina kame de rova. And he said, oh my, the shumshiri kamer? Are you asking about shumshimi is sesame seeds, mashed up seeds? Is that what you're asking? Or the kurtami? Kurtami is kind of type of spice, karkam that's chopped up and then put into wine? Or the purtsini kamer? Are you talking about ksishas anom? That's when the anom are finished, you chop them up, you make that juice they used to drink, tamad. What are you asking altogether? He didn't know what was going on over here. Adahochi, ask Rov Ledait, he chapped what he meant. O Malay, Chashil Tovadiko Amrit. You mean, which is what he meant, Taka, what we said before. Let's say a fruit that's, how'd you put it, crushed but not totally mashed. And you mean, tell me, what's the bracha? Does it still retain its Birchas Bori Prioates? And we just said that the juice that comes out from a fruit, the golden, to say about Mashakal. What about if you crush the fruit? Mashed, crushed, which is more? Crushed is more. It's mashed but not crushed, that's how they do it.
Mashed is more.
Mashed is more. Okay. But Karta Nilsen, I remembered, Hodom Ravasi, Hai Tamri Shel Trumo. Let's go slow. You have Tumorim of Trumo, Mutalasus Mehen Trimo. I can make Trima out of it, meaning I can mash it up, because that's not called, I'm being mafsid. You're not allowed to be mafsid truma. That's not called being mafsid. But also, lasses mehen sheikhar. You can't take, they used to make in those days beer, sometimes out of serum, but more out of dates. That's how they made beer. So you can't take dates of truma, and what the process is called, what's it called? You put it in still, when you make alcohol out of it.
Fermenting
and distilling, you know, that you can't do, because that's knocking the kishkes out of the dates. They're gone. That you're not allowed to do truma. But to make trima out of it, you're allowed to. Be why? Because it's not called, you're messing them up. So you still have the fruit. Mele, it'll still have the bracha. They see it that way. If you're allowed to do it in truma, it means you're not messing up the fruits. It's still the fruit. It's still what it was. You make more praise. Ve'ilchaso, tamri, v'avdinu trima, mivorchin eluya, bori priyates. My taimo, b'mulsayu kaimu kidu meikor. And that remains the halacha. If you mash fruit, truth is, most of the posts can say more than Rashi, even if you crush it completely. As long as it's somewhat recognizable that this is that thing, you still make bori priyates. If it's totally not recognizable, Tiramot talks about something called pavidla there. They used to make it out of berries. They would cook them and they would totally come in and smash, and they'd make some sort of a thing out of it. And you bechlal couldn't see what it was, you know. Like the fruit leather they make today. I mean, today they make it from nothing, but I'm always used to make it out of fruit. That is completely, pretty much unrecognizable what that is. Something like that. It Ramos says, lechatchil to make a shakel on it. But to most post you're going to put priests on that even.
Applesauce.
You look, applesauce is simple. That's easy there, because you see the apples. I mean, but I'm saying, even something where it's much more, the kish gets knocked out of there. What do you think it is? Chopped eggs? Did you ever think of something else?
It wouldn't be called applesauce.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, mashed potatoes also make prepared dough.
I would say the applesauce could be mashed potatoes. How do you know it's apples?
Well, if you can't tell, then you have a ramo. If you can tell, then you have no ramo.
It looks like it's just
okay.
Pear sauce.
Well, if there's pieces, that's what you're talking about.
It could be pear sauce.
Okay, look, I'm saying, but that's basically the rule of thumb. If you know what the fruit is, then you make what creates. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm tasting it. Of course, I'm talking about tasting it. No. Shasiso.
No,
what? 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 No, 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 no. No, you're some nicker what it was. That's usually together.
Here, apples made of pear. It looks the same.
Nachum, what?
You have applesauce.
Yeah.
I've seen it made on pears too. You don't know if it's a pear or an apple.
Okay, I don't know.
You know it's the eighth.
Yeah. Is that good enough?
What fruit?
I don't know. You know it's a fruit, but you don't know which fruit it is. Okay, I would make a bird for but personally. But, yeah, I would. I would. Because the truth is, on that Rambo, whatever he's talking about, Pavidla, which is completely unrecognizable, uh-huh. It's completely unrecognizable. He says, Chathila to make a shako, but they all say if you make bird it's okay. She says, Chathila, because there's some sheetis over there. Uh-huh. So you're pretty on food grounding when making an eitz. Okay, shasiso. Okay, well, they have a word for shasiso. It's also one of these things, I don't know what it is. Rashi says it's a maichel ha'osui mikemach kloyis shinis yabshu. They would roast it, and then they made flour. And then they would put in dvash. It's some mixture, right? They have a word for it. Anybody know what it is?
You don't have a word for it.
No, okay.
It's a dish made from flour crumbs that were toasted while still moist. Yeah. Such flour remains sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And is mixed with oil, water, and salt to form shatisa.
Okay.
Rashi to Shabbos, 155.
Yeah, but what Rashi here basically says that also...
It mixes with well water? What is it?
Well water?
No, it says it mixes with oil, water, and salt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rav Amar Shakal Nia B'dvaro Shmuel Amar Bari Min Mezaynus Amar Rav Chizav Lo Pligi Ho Be'ovo Ho Be'raka. Depends if it's thick or it's loose, it's liquidy. Ho Be'raka Ovo L'Chachil Avilo. If it's thick, it was made for eating. Raka L'Refuoko Avdilo. They use it for some sort of medicinal purposes. When you make shahakalon, let's hold on one second. I'll see one second going on over there. Basically, it's a drink. I mean, it's loose enough that it's a drink. Mosiv Reb Yosef v'shovin. So machlokes over there in Shabbos. But whatever, the machlokes were mixing certain things. They both agree. Sheboichin es ha-shtus b'shabbos. Boichin means to mix. You can make this shtus is the shtisa. You can make it on Shabbos. V'shoisin zeisum ha-mitzri. Okay. So it sounds like you can use this shtus on Shabbos. Now, you just told me that it's l'refu. V'yishal k'day d'ch l'refu ko mechaven refu b'shabbos mishor.
Why can't this be the thick version?
My guess is that boichin means it's my boichin means, you know, very well mixed. Oh yeah, also probably be poshet anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Good. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, good. But Kli Shema, yeah, good. You know, we use the word Gibel. Gibel is what we say. Zomlai Abaye, V'atlo Tizva, what's your problem here exactly? Tais explains, he thought, the Rav Yosef thought, that something that's equal to refuah, even though it is a food, should be also on Shabbos. And he's telling him, no, V'atnan, kol ha'oichlin. The question is, what kol ha'oichlin? Anything, even if it's equal to refuah, but if it's sometimes eaten as a noichel, you can eat it on Shabbos. Aye, it's a refuah, that's not your problem, I mean. Kol oichel noichel adam l'refuah b'shabbos, chol ha'mashkin shoyis, elamayis loch l'meima, gavr l'achil l'kom m'chavin, ochanami gavr l'achil l'kom m'chavin, he'll take the shtus also. Lishnachrino, elamayis loch l'meima, gavr l'achil l'kom m'chavin, refuah mei l'kohavya. Oracham l'achil l'kom m'chavin, refuah mei l'kohavya. I have to be honest, I don't know what the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon. I'm not clear what the Gemara is adding with this Lashon Acharina here. I mean, he asked them a question. He thought that since this was Ikra Refu, as Tosis calls it, looking at little Tosis, Soiber came with this culture Ikra Refu, Ein Regilas Laso, usually don't eat it for food, that's also on Shabbos. He answered him, no, you see in the Mishnah, Kol HaOichlin, anything, even That's Igrol Refuah, since it's Roy La'achil, it could be called a food, even though usually it's not eaten as a food, but it could be eaten as a food, you can eat it on Shabbos. The Pshat, you eat it, and the Refuah happens by itself. That doesn't bother us on Shabbos. I'm not clear what this Lishon Acharina is adding. It looks to me exactly the same thing.
The article says it's the same.
It is the same. So what's Lishon Acharina?
Just
a wording difference. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
So, the Maaseh, what's the reason why, if it's Lilosim, if it's Racha, you make a Shahakal? Is there anything to do with the fact that it's Refuah?
No, let's just finish what we come from. Let's just finish the Gemara. Utsricho de Rav. There's a Chiddush in Rav. This that Rav said that you make Shahakal on that. The Yimei Hai, if I only knew. In other words, you have the Mishnah Shabbos. Basically, you tell me the Mishnah Shabbos is that you can eat it. It's not if we can eat it, right? So, Fashtemidah, you make a bracha, why not? I mean, what's he telling us here? Dimai have a milachila ko mechavin, urufu memele ko havya. Avalhoch, what if a guy takes it for a fool? I would think, like we said before, if someone takes some for me, he doesn't make a bracha on it. Avalhoch, it came to lechatchila, urufu ko mechavin, lo livrach li eklal, ko mashma, like we had before, came to Islay anor minei, boy bruche. Now, the Rishonim say your point. This that you're taking it for a fool is not what knocks the bracha down. Somebody eats a pear, or a fool is going to make pure AIDS. The guy's got diarrhea, it's bananas. It makes it that the fool doesn't take the bracha. Now we have no reason, we have no mocha to say as azach, because you're using this food for refuah purposes. It's the liquidity angle over here. And they're just giving you refuah because when it was made, refuah, when it's made very loose. Something made very loose, a drink basically, is shahakal. Now, this is a very important thing. Tais makes the point. They shouldn't make the point. That's such a simple thing going on over here. Because you've got mezoinus in this drink. This is a mezoinus drink. It's an interesting thing. Now, we had a halacha of Rav and Shmuel here, the kol sheyesh bo mechamesh saminim, is mezoinus. It doesn't become bottle. It does under shenim good. That's kol zman yidim. Once it becomes a drink, something that can be drunk, a liquid, that's it. Im chamesh saminim loses their koyach. It's an important thing. Shtiyah is different. Something that's made l'shtiyah is a different class. Okay. We don't have so much as a things like that. I'm a zoinus in a drink. We have things like that so much, but. Tais uses it for beer. The Rosh even more. Tais has always the Rosh mamish pins beer on that. Because even though it's Mezoinus, Sheikh HaSayrim is real Mezoinus. So what happened over there? What happened to the Mezoinus over there? His answer is this Gemara. He points to this Gemara. Tais does it too, but Tais has another Teretz also.
What about if a person, based on this Gemara, it sounds Kikilu on Shabbos, if a person thinks on the four, he can't express Lahedi that it's the four.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though it's something
he just should eat it.
It can be taken for both purposes.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a half. I got it. There was here. Shall I pass on my moitzi? Ha moitzi lechem in oretz. Son Rabbanu Mohuam, ha moitzi lechem in oretz. Nechemia oimer moitzi lechem in oretz. Omar Rova, be moitzi kuli amalo pligi da'apik mashma. Of course, there's a past or present. One of those gemaras getting into the dikduk here, Abyssal. Da'apik means hoitzi kvar. Rashi says the lotion of the bracha should be in the past. Because he took out the bread. Amoitzi lechem min oretz. Rashi says, "Hoitzi kvar." Vavade brocha haguna de l'sheova beinen. Shekvar hoitzi halechem azem min oretz. The bread I'm eating, he already was moitzi. Someone says, "Moitzi zicha is past." Yizicha could say it. Dirsev keil moitziom mi mitzrayim. Now that has to be past because that's talking in Parshas Bilam, way after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki pligi behamoitzi. Rabbonin Savri Hamoitzi can also mean pears. The Apik Mashma, Dichsev Hamotz Lochamayim, Mitzurach Halomish. And that's also talking Kvar Hoitzi. It's at the end over there, saying Hashem did that for them. Reb Nechem Yisrov Hamoitzi de Mapik. Hamoitzi means he's going to take out. Mashma, Shenemar. This is a pause in the beginning of Shmois. Hamoitzi Eschem Mitach HaSivlos Mitzroyim. Now he didn't take them out yet. This is before Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's saying to them, he will take you out. So he understands Hamoitzi has a connotation of the future. Verabonon, Hahu hochi koma lohu kutcher bruch Hashem, saying to him there, li Yisrael, kad mefikna lohu, when I take you out, avidna lohu milsa, I will do something for you, ki hecha di azi, so you should know, da nohu da fikis yaskun mi Mitzrayim. The posting means, dir sivi yadat mi Hashem lokem otsi yaskun, meaning, you will then know that I was that Shem that, yeah, he's talking before you see yaskun Mitzrayim, but he's saying, I'm going to take you out, and at that point, you will know that I was the one who took you out. So it's also loshen over. Fine, so... Well, what?
The
Isis, no, it means all the Mark. Pashim is the Markist there, no? The Otchazog, Hashem will show. No, but he's saying there, I will do things for you, and you'll know. It's the beginning of a era there. The man revoice Moif Saber, and that's those psukim over there. I'm going to do big things, and you'll know what's going on. Good, so Moitzi is Zichar good. Ha Moitzi's question, or Machloikis. Mishtabchen le Rabbonin le Reb Zeira. The Rabbonim were praising two Reb Zeiras, Bar Rav Zvid, Achud Reb Shimon Bar Rav Zvid, Olam Gadol, Boki Bebrochesu. He said, okay, Lomashin Zen, Omulahem, Shayov, the other one he comes, Hey, Vil Yodi, bring him over, we'll see. What? It means Hoiva also, yeah. They even also go together by them, yeah. Just means Afukili over, that's all. If you're interested, look in the back in the Gemara, in the Chochmas Monoyach. He has a long discussion here. He says, everyone misses the boat and says, well, it's not past, it's not future, it's present. He happens to be right there. Moitzi is the hoiva. Moitzi and ha-moitzi are both hoiva. So the son of Shmuz, he's got the head of work. This is what this Gemara really means. But we'll leave it.
So is Bayrein.
Yeah, all these words mean that. I mean, see, the Gemara is chesh, and Bayrein is past. It's that. I mean, it's hoiva. Zim nechor ikel gabe, he came, afikle rifte, he brought out bread, posavama moitzi. He said moitzi. Oma, that's an Adam Gordel. Moitzi, I could say also. That's no big deal. That's pashut. If he would have said ha moitzi, then I would know that he's somebody who knows what's going on here. Oma, zel shom, Adam Gordel, boki be brothers, or bishle, ha moitzi. Okay. Ashmin and Taimor. He would have told me, pshat in the posuk, vashmin the hilchosikirabon, and Adam a moitzi, my komashmolon. Yeah, okay, it could be. You don't definitely say you don't have to laugh. He plucked. He wanted to stay out from the machloikes. The hilchos amotzi lechem min ha'oretz. The kaim lo kirabon and amid apik mashma. That's not. He brings him to Yerushalmi, though. Why should we go out on a limb? Why not go with moitzi? I mean, the rabbonon hold moitzi is good too. Hilchos kirabonon. Good. So say moitzi. What do you lose to it? I mean, so the Yerushalmi says the most interesting thing. Because we're running, we have suddenly another problem. We have with a run-on sentence. Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Melech Ha'olam Moitzi. You go mem into mem. They're going to run into each other. Hamoitzi helps you over there. That's why we prefer Hamoitzi over Moitzi. Even if they pass Abonim, they're both good. So why not say Moitzi? But Yotzi all the day. We got a problem with Moitzi. It'll run you into a, what do you call that? Not alliteration. When the two consonants go back to back. Ho'olam moitzi. Sophrektesis. What? Yerushalmi. What's the shlending? Yerushalmi is not Gemara. You got to go to the other Shia. You know, Yerushalmi is Gemara. What's Sophrektesis? No, I'm not Kasha. Frekti, you got the problem anyway. Lechem min ha'aretz. You got it anyway. It didn't solve the whole problem. Sophrektesis. That I can't help. That's a posuk. Did you ever know that was a posuk in Tillim? Matzmi chotzel abeim aveisel aveidus odol otzi lechem min ha'aretz. Which happens to have 10 words. Says Tosis, therefore when you make hamotzi, you should put all 10 fingers on the bread. And I get the 10 words in that posuk. Okay. What? You'll make a mistake. You won't say it properly. Like in Krishna, you have to be careful with that. You'll mess it up. We want you to say your brachas properly, you know.
So why do you have to find a way out of it? Be careful.
Okay, yeah. How many people do you know that are careful?
Don't count me.
What? Oh, yeah. I used to before that, yeah. What can I do? That's what it says. Avada, yeah, that's what you call medactive. You have to be careful. Yeah, to make it easier for you. At least you have to alter it. They made it easier for you. Ala Yeroki, that's something else, and that's something else. But Ala Yeroki, so you make Bori Pri Adoma. Okay, this is an interesting sugya shlokis when you boil things. So that's an interesting diuk. Ktoni, the Mishnah has yerokis right after it has pas. It's a very funny diuk here. Ktoni yerokis dum yid pas. Ma pas in ishtana ide hor. Obviously, pas was made through heat. It was cooked. Af yerokis namish in ishtana ide hor. The yerokis in the Mishnah are not talking about raw vegetables. They're talking about cooked vegetables. Had a diuk that cooked vegetables is bari pri hadom. What? Yeah, but the meantime, we're saying that cooked is old. I mean, the cooking doesn't knock it out. Omer Rav Noi Mishmeda Baye Zoysoy Meres Shlokis, meaning Kol Yerek Sholok, any boiled, cooked vegetable retains its brocha. Mevorcha Noyim Bar B'Yadam. It's one kutain, I suppose, that cooking it changes its taste. It's not the vegetable anymore. No. Dorash Shebchizdo Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Rav. Let's be careful. Rav Chisda said b'shem Rav, shlokis, boiled vegetables, mevorchim alein bo pri adoma. Okay. But v'rabosenu hayordim me'eretz Yisrael, umanu ulu mishmei Rabbi Yochanan omar, shlokis, mevorchim shakal niyeh b'dvor. So Rav said shlokis is bo pri adoma, and ulu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said shlokis is shahakal. That's what Rav Chisda said over. And says Rav Chisda, you should know, v'ani oimer, I say, now here we have, he's going to make a pshor. He says an interesting thing. He says like this. If you have a vegetable that's generally eaten raw, so it's brochas bore pri adomo, and when you cook it, it gets worse, what they call standards, abyssal grayus, it gets a little worse, then it will drop down to shahakl. But if you have a vegetable that's faket, it's generally eaten cooked, then, when it's raw, you make shahakal, and when you cook it, so now that's the prime way to eat this vegetable. Let's take, see, the Gemara has a lot of examples that most of them don't apply today because people eat everything raw today, but potatoes, look, man, people don't eat potatoes raw. That would be an example. That's going to be shahakal if you eat a raw potato, but if you bake your potato, you boil your potatoes, then you'll make barbi adom. So he says, Rav Chisda, again, you have to be very careful. It's a big machlok to Hashem how to work this Gemara. He said over, Rav said, Shlok is Bapri Adom. Ulev Shem Yom says, Shlok is Shahakl. And I say, Va'ani Oimer, it depends. Kol Shetchilos of Bapri Adom, meaning its prime way of eating is raw. Sholkoi Kuk, the Shakl ni Bedvoro, because that changes its time. Va'kei V'chol Shetchilos Shakl ni Bedvoro, Sholkoi Bapri Adom. Now, this is a question. What does Chizda mean to say? Rav said this, if you say this, and I say this. If you learn that way, then we don't have to take him all that seriously. He's up against Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. He's la halacha, he'll fall. But the Tosfos, the Rosh, many, and we paskin, we learn, he's not saying that. He's saying there is no machloikis there. This is what they meant. He's not being choylik to Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. He's telling us what they said. In which case, we have everybody saying the same thing at this point now. Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chisda are all saying the same thing. And that's how Tosfos, the Rosh, and that's how Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, that this is how it goes. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlamo, kol shetchilos shakl nibadvo, sholko b'pri adomo. The Gemara found easier those vegetables. So the style of eating has changed. Today we came out everything one time, and the Gemara wasn't that way. Someone said, that easy, that I can find for you. I got plenty of vegetables that people do not eat raw. Again, we're not saying they're not edible, but they don't eat them raw. Chveis, that's easy. Krova is cabbage. I mean, today they eat it raw. I mean, silk or beets, that I don't know. Kara, what do I say for kara? Either it's cucumbers or it's squash. What? Pumpkins, what? Pumpkins, okay, those kind of stuff. So that's an example of things that are eaten cooked. So it's triloso shakel, and when you make them into shlokis, it's bar pri adoma. Elokosha triloso bar pri adoma, shoko shakel. What's that? That apparently was not so usual to the Gemara. Something that you eat raw, so we'll have that din that you make bar pri adoma when it's raw, and when it's cooked, they didn't eat it so much. I'm not going to eat some shkarsa, but tumim vikars. I have no idea. Tumim is garlic?
Garlic and leek.
Leek, okay. Could be. What? I don't feel like eating gleek, I have to be honest. I don't know what it is.
Gleek is a soup.
I have no idea.
Isn't
it Tully in the Mockingbird? It's zich. These things have changed. Definitely have changed. Maybe today. You go to a place, they give you salads with the broccoli. Well, today, people are eating raw vegetables. A whole different world. I mean, a whole different world. What? If my plates, you don't have to make a broch on it. Minor plates. What?
You go all the time.
Yeah, okay, so he's saying, the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, shol kod yadu, you don't eat it cooked. The Gemara is looking for things you eat raw and not cooked. I'm saying, the other way to find things that you don't eat raw today, it's not easy to find potatoes, but. Onions, people eat raw. You don't anywhere you find raw salad, or onions in the salad.
Part of the salad.
Anyway.
Not itself.
The Gemara says you make onions unless it's very sharp.
Yeah, okay, I think it's partial. I think
onions raw
or shabbat?
Yeah?
With most of the brachas.
Really?
Maybe
the
brachas.
Why? I think you find
it
anywhere in the south
that
they have.
I don't think onion and
bayit. Huh? I don't think so, brachas.
You've never eaten bayit
alone. You don't eat onions alone.
That's the part they say you don't eat without pas.
No, even a salad.
Doesn't it do with pas? Doesn't do with pas.
It's something.
You never eat brachas, you don't eat.
You don't want to choose an onion?
It's not that much.
Or the same with garlic, don't be
afraid. Garlic is worse. Yeah, garlic enough people eat, I don't know.
By itself? You have
a tip, you make sure. Not too. There's onions. And I got to spoke to a Moshe, he told me he can make an adoma with a shekel. We had no problem. 30 years ago, he had no problem. 40 years ago, no problem with making adoma and burn onions. Yeah. There are people who use it for more than make adoma. A lot of people use onions for more. Yeah. And not more, carpets. But there's ups in the Chassidish form. The Chassidish is formed, they have it.
You say for the laws of brachas, it's a shaka.
I would go with Adon personally, but okay. Dorash Rav Nachman. Mishum Rabbeinu Manu Shmuel. It's very similar to what the Chizda said. He says B'Shem Rab. He says B'Shem Shmuel. Shlokas Mevorach Lein Bopi Adoma. V'chaveireinu Hayor Demeritz Yisrael Manu Ula Mishmei Debyergen. He calls them Chaveireinu, and he called them Raboseinu. Rashi says that Rav Nachum was Cheshiver, then Rav Chizda. He referred to Ulam Rebirchan as his friend. He referred to him as his Rebbe. Okay. Shlokas Mochum Al Shakal Nia Bedvoro. Vani Oimer. See, he's not learning like before. Machloikis Shnuya. He clearly learns that this is a Machloikis. There's no Pshora here. He says Shakal, and he says Adom. The Rif goes that. We talk of Paskins Adom all the time. But Taishwash, we pass and we take the first business. Rav Shmuel and Rav Chizda, and that system, we take that. But he holds it's a Machloikis. And he says it's totally a Machloikis Tanoim. Basically, does boiling change the nature of the thing? Let's see. The sign. Yoitzin by matzah, birokik hashorui, soaked. Ubim vushal, even if it's cooked. Shaloni muach. As long as it has its... It's still there. It's not, you know, completely dissolved. Divir Reb Meir. Reb Yoitzin oimer, yoitzin birokik hashorui. You take a matzah and you soak it, you can be yoitzin. Avolobim uvushal. Cooked not. You have a whole matzah, you cook it, you still have your matzah there. According to Yoitz, can't be Yoitz in matzah with that. Understood, Rav Nachman, that what? That's the machloikas. The Tanakama holds that Bishul per se doesn't change the matzah. It's still lechem, it can still be Yoitz in matzah. Reb Yoitz says, once you make it cooked, it's lechem, forget about it. That's the end of the story. But anyway, that's the end of the story. So if Bishul can make lechem, ois lechem, it can make a tomato, ois tomato. Posh, there's that. So the boy, much like those. Veloyi. The kulei alma shlokis mevorach alein bo priadom. Everybody prev dom. Bishul does not affect it. I what's Reb Yoisi? Ad kan lo kom Reb Yoisi hosom, elo mishum din et tam matzah. It's a special din, veleko. Aval hoch, afil Reb Yoisi moide. It's a special din over there. It's not that Pshara makes it ois lechem. You'll zich still make a moitzi on it. The truth is, we learned before. If you boil bread, as long as it has a kazai, it gets less than a kazai that we learned the other day. But if you boil bread per se, it doesn't make it ois lechem. You still make a moitzi on it. All he said was there, matzah changes. Now, tam matzah is also an interesting thing. What's it? Din tam matzah. Ben Yoni, the Rosh, says, oh, we get a din tam matzah. We say that. He said, it means matzah shira. You have to have tam lechem moni. Cooked bread, you get the rind shit in matzah shira. That's how they learn. So it's so funny. Where did tam matzah come from? That's so clear where that din came from. Okay. He holds it doesn't. That's the machlokes. What a boiling can change that tam, can make it into matzah shira. But nobody holds it affects the etzem character of the thing. That's for sure not. Om Reb Chiya Barabo, Om Reb Yoichanon, Shlok is mevorchen aleim bo repri adoma. Now, up till now, the quote from Reb Yoichanon was always shahakal. I mean, this case, I mean, that case, but he was always saying shahakal. Now we have a new story. He claims that Reb Yoichanon said bo repri adoma. For Rabbi Yomim by Yefes, so I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Shlok is Vorchan Shakal. Here you have a direct machloek, so Rabbi Yochanan said. Oh, very interesting, Gemara. Now, we had before two people said over that Ula said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Shakal. Both Rabbi Chizah and Rabbi Nachman quoted Ula. One called him Rabbi Hussein and one called him Chavayreinu. But they both quoted Ula saying B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Shakal. He's wrong. It's really Adomo. But he heard from Rabbi Yomi by Yefes the quote of Shakal. That's why he said it over there. And it happens to be wrong. Toy bo Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira toy really means to smell. He was sniffing around the Inyan. He says, this is not a fair machloikis here. You have a machloikis Rabbi Yomi by Yefes against the Pchia bar Abba in what Rabbi Yochanan said. It's a no contest. There's no competition over. He's way ahead of him. He learned carefully everything his Rebbe said. Rabbi Yomar Yefes lo diik. It wasn't so careful in saying over. Zichur Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is right. Vioit Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba kol talsin yoimin mahade talmud kamed Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Chazed every 30 days. This doesn't mean he learned everything 30 days. It means on the 31st day he chazed everything he learned 30 days. Every 31st day he will chazed a whole month's learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yomar Bar Yefes lo mahade. He didn't. He didn't take the test tomorrow by Dirshu. Is Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba zich ahead of Rabbi Yomar Bar Yefes? Vioit. So zich we're going with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba that Rabbi Yochanan said bar pri adomo. Turns over, the whole thing now turns over. We push him on the other side of the camp. V'yoy bar mendein, bar mendein. Forget about this and forget about that. I have a case. I know that the B'yachin said, Bore Priya Doma. They're to Musa. Sent a sot and a vegetable to get back. It's the Rashi and Beit Sender. You have to cook it 7 times till it's edible. What do I have for it?
It's a bean.
That's a type of bean.
Cook seven times.
What? What's it called?
Lupine, I think.
Lupine.
That's what Dr. J says.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
The Bigdeira, Vahilo Bikinu Asura was a dessert. Vosu Vishol Rebyechanon. Vomlum Vokanuli Borpriadomo. So added this machloik is he's a right. We have a case where he paskin Bori Priadomo. Vyonam Rebhi Barabo Aniro Isi as Rebyoichanon Sheochal Zayis Moliach. Now, says Rashi in the Antoisis, Moliach is Kiroiseach. So whatever the din in Shalokis is going to be in Moliach the same. So we have the same question now. You take a zayis and you salt, it should be the same shaila. It's like cooking a zayis. Now again, we just moved into Bore Priyates, but points out everybody in the sun, under the sun, this Gemara is mefurish, that it has nothing to do with Bore Priyadoma. It's a question, does it take it down to Shakel? Whatever it was. He made a bracha before he ate the zayis Moliach, and he made a bracha achreina after the zayis Moliach. Zokteh, very interesting. He says like this. Who's talking here? This is Reb Zeira. If you say shlokis bimbol sayu kaimei, meaning they retain their broch after being cooked, ibetchila mavorich olav bori priyoetz, vilipsov mavorich olav brochachs meishol. Is that good? Then on the zayis he made an eitz, and after he made al priyoetz, zayin aminim. But eli amet shlokis lav bimbol sayu kaimei, meaning it goes down to charcoal. What's for anoch brocha should he make? Wait, he forgot Bar Nefoshes. Point out, they're going to have soon, there's a big machloikis of Bar Nefoshes. We happen to beg Bar Nefoshes on everything under the sun, but most of our Ruam don't learn that way. You make on eggs and meat, you make burn of fortress. But on Yerokis, you don't. Rabbi Yitzchok says even Yerokis, but Mayim not. We paskin you make on everything. He held like that, Beyo and the boss, so you make burn of fortress on something that's a shahakal, vegetables, those kind of things. I mean, this is a fruit, but it just got down to shahakal. You wouldn't make a bracha choinus. So you had a good riot. We remember clearly that Rabbi Yochanan made a bracha before and a bracha after. So if you say people say kai me good, he made before bar priyoetz, he made afterwards ala eitz. But if it goes down to shahakal, then he should have made a shahakal before and no bracha afterwards. To which he answered, "That's no riot. Maybe if Yechon Bey burn the fosh, he holds like we hold the maskoni. Make burn the fosh on everything. Doesn't care. Ryan is doing a burn the fosh is rabbits because they're not going to borrow. Mosich Rav Yitzchok. Well, let's just now. Ladina. Let's get to what the din is again. Our poskim go with the first set, meaning Rav Chizda's. What do you call it? Chizda's pshar. And basically, they come. That's how they put it. There's three possibilities. If it's more eaten raw than cooked. Then raw you make bore priadomo, and cooked shlokis you make shakl. If the prime way of eating is cooked fakert, then when it's raw you make shakl, and when it's cooked you make bore priadomo. And if it's eaten equally, which you have a lot of things like that, I would say a carrot, lamosh, it's cooked carrots. I mean, a lot of things that are equal. It's a kid. Say people eat this that way, you make bore priadomo both ways.
Okay. Does it have to be equal or just that?
Not I mean equal. I meant that they're eating both. You don't have to be mamish 50% people if you do it that way. It would be the normal derech to eat it both. It's not. Mosif Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel. So we're going now in this system that it's bar v'dom. It's not changed by the cooking. We have a mishnah in Psochim. Yerok yishor adam yoytze ben yedech avosah bepesach. Yoytze bohen with the vegetable b'klach and the stalk shalohen. Avolo kvushin, not if it's soaked. Velo shlukin, that's shlukin is overcooked. Velo mavusholin and not cooked. That's a rosh. It's lozu avsu. Kvushin certainly not good. That certainly knocks out the taste. It's been sitting in there for a whole as long. And even overcooked, and even regular cooking, it makes it. The Gemara Fashtanin from here that the cooking process changes the thing. That's what we're discussing here. So isal kedai to bimusayukoi. If you hold that shlokis. Is Barbi Adoma, nothing changes with the cooking. Samailo lo, so why aren't you Yaitse Mora? To which you answer is basically very similar to what he said before. Doesn't mean anything. I've added some Mosai Kami, still make Barbi Adoma. There's a different problem. Shani Hosan Dina Tamora Veleka. The Tamora goes away with cooking. That's the Mora's masking too. The Mriris will go away with the cooking. But it doesn't change the Etzem Zach of the tomato, whatever it is over there. It still remains Barbi Adoma.